'Tis because our merit is insufficient. We say, Rinpoche, if my merit is insufficient, then what should I do? Do the five preliminaries again. And once you've done the five preliminaries again, and then come and listen again, naturally, our understanding will be different. Go and practice the preliminaries again for the third time, and come and listen again. This was the same at the time of Buddha. When you didn't understand, go and accumulate more merit, and then come back and listen again. Praise Buddha. Propagate the Dharma. Respect others. Praise others. Be grateful for everything. These actions are all very simple. However, they can help us accumulate merit very quickly, because then the objects of our practice are pure. Often praise the merits of our fellow students. Rejoice in each other. We must praise and rejoice in the three jewels and in others, in all sentient beings. We say to other people, oh, you are so beautiful. Then the person is very happy. This is accumulating merit because of what they experience through us, through their
five senses.
They are happy. And as a result, this is accumulating merit. If on the other hand, we don't praise others, but we say, oh, you are so ugly. What does that do? It decreases our merit. And it comes about because of the jealousy. We must praise Buddhism. We must praise all sentient beings. We must compliment people. I say to people, oh, you're looking younger and younger. It's me making people happy. It's me accumulating merit. And I know you are doing the same. And you come and see me and you say, oh, Rinpoche, you're looking so good. You are looking so handsome. I know that it is you accumulating merit. And I just go, Accumulating merit is making people feel like they are meaningful. If we offer tea and we offer to somebody first, they have a feeling of happiness or gratitude. And why? Because they have a feeling of existing. We say to people, you sit in front of me. And that person feels, oh, they feel very happy. In reality, whether you sit in front or behind, you're still able to see the Guru. Moment by moment, accumulate merit. Respect other people. Rejoice in other people. Praise other people. This is not reciting mantras. This is not meditating. However, it is accumulating merit in daily life. And respect the three jewels and receive the five vows of lay students of Buddhism. This is all accumulating merit. If our merit is insufficient, do more prostrations. It's important that we accumulate merit. Sometimes we may have received a pith instruction from Rinpoche and we feel like we are almost there, but we just don't quite get it. This comes about because of the lack of merit. It's like having on the window. I want to look outside and see clearly. However, there is a screen over the window that stops us from seeing clearly, like a screen that we put on our phone. And so when we remove the screen, then we are able to see outside. It's so clear. This is the same. The lack of merit, just that we might have this pith instruction and we can almost understand it, but we just can't quite get there. Really, it is important for us to accumulate merit. More often recite the Sutra of Great Liberation. Sometimes those students that know the true nature of mind, it's not because they have practiced well, it is because they have been reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation. And this has enabled them to purify a lot of negativity. And then when they receive the oral pith instructions, they grasp it very quickly. Why? Because they have purified so much negative karma. If we still have this negative karma, and then we are in a state of equanimity, it doesn't really help. when our mind is unable to settle down? Is this not also when we are thinking about other things? Thinking about this, thinking about that, thinking about this, thinking about that. See, this mind of ours, when we are meditating, we're thinking about all sorts of things from the past, from when we were little, when we were young. See what this mind is able to do? Even although we are meditating, we are able to bring to mind all of these things that happened in the past. And practicing the great perfection, first, we must detach to all of these appearances. The second is, we must understand to accumulate merit. If we're not going to be able to attain enlightenment in this lifetime, don't be so anxious or concerned. What we can do now is prepare the path ahead very well through our practices accumulating merit, purifying negativities. And then in our next life, we can have a very unique life. And when we hear the great perfection, and it won't matter in what environment we're born, in which family we are born, we can be like Master Huainan, who when he heard the great perfection, really was so interested. Just like many of you, when you hear the powerful prayer of aspiration from the Tantra of Great Perfection that reveals the all-penetrating wisdom of Samantabhadra, they all feel, oh, I'm quickly going to attain enlightenment. We feel, oh, this is what it is. They have this feeling that I'm going to attain enlightenment very quickly. However, there seems to be just one small little step in between that has just not let us actually attain realization. What does this show us? Is that we haven't practiced sufficiently. What is happening is that we are using most of our time on material concerns, not applying the time on Buddhist activities. And this is why we are not able to visualize the yidams, we are not able to visualize Vajrasattva. It is because we haven't spent sufficient time doing this in practice. When we're in retreat, spend time visualizing oneself as Vajrasattva. And then don't think that this is me. This is Vajrasattva. The Guru Vajrasattva are absorbed into oneself. Vajrasattva is a rainbow-like Buddha of people. And if I explain like this, does everybody understand? A merit of the visualization of the deities and yidams is really very great. Especially when we are reciting mantras, and at the time that we are reciting the mantras, we visualize ourselves as, for instance, Vajrasattva or Amitabha. Then the merit is as if Buddha is personally reciting the mantras. And then when we do that, we really are just like the yidam. The problem is that our visualization is very weak. And why? Because we don't have the habit of visualizing. Practice the visualizations because we all are Buddha. And then we will really be like Buddha. We are nearly there. We already have the precious human life. And then after this, the next step is attaining Buddhahood. Look at us now. On our heads, we don't have any horns. On our hands and feet, we don't have any claws or any talons. If in our next life we have these, then what are we going to do? If we carry on like this in samsara, no matter how conscientious, how diligent, how hardworking we are, the result is the same. We don't practice. Then the day goes by, one day is over, finished. Everyone, you must really understand to accumulate merit. And when you go home, recite the Sutra of Great Liberation often. The merit of this is really great. those students that are reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation every day, some of them reciting it three times a day. See, when they receive the oral path instructions, very quickly they are able to grasp them. Those that are not reciting the Sutra of Great Liberation, they have results. However, their results don't come about as quickly in their practice. Recite the Sutra of Great Liberation often. And why? Because we haven't attained enlightenment yet, and as a result, our state of mind is unreliable. We might think that we understand the true reality of things. However, we don't quite really understand the reality of all things. It is important that we practice the two together, that we practice the relative truth, and also that we also practice and grasp the ultimate truth. We must experience the ultimate truth, the relative truth we all understand. Everybody return home and practice conscientiously. We have this precious human life. Cherish it. Whether you cherish it or not, this is up to you. Everybody, you must give rise to bodhicitta. The first thing that we do is give rise to bodhicitta. It is only when we have attained Buddhahood that we are truly be able to benefit sentient beings. It is imperative that we give rise to bodhicitta. Give rise to bodhicitta before we listen to teachings, before we practice, before we go to sleep, when we wake up in the morning. Give rise to bodhicitta. I must definitely attain Buddhahood that I may be able to benefit sentient beings. Whenever, wherever, whatever we're doing, if we just think about it, give rise to the aspiration of bodhicitta. Because really, the giving rise to the aspiration of bodhicitta is of incredibly vast merit. There are some people that do their meditation, but they're not willing to give rise to bodhicitta beforehand. If this is the case, they're not going to attain Buddhahood. And why? Because their merit won't be sufficient. One's karmic creditors may be so many. And so to resolve this, what do? We dedicate all our merit for their benefit. Any practice that we do, whether it's meditation, whether it is reciting mantras, it is doing offerings, any practice, we must dedicate all of the merits to all of those karmic creditors that we have, that they may receive benefit, that they may attain Buddhahood. And really, we may have engaged in so much negative karma in the past. We're just not able to see this. So it's very important that we repent often. And when we repent, we must repent genuinely, sincerely. Confession and repentance is one of the best practices for attaining enlightenment. Through this, we purify negative karma very quickly. When we have an accumulation of karma, this is also related to sentient beings. Karma affects sentient beings, affective emotions affect sentient beings. If we just look, we see how all of these afflictions are played out with our friends, our families, our relatives. We must often dedicate to sentient beings and often repent. And as a result, our practice will progress more quickly. And then with this, again, go into retreat. Again, abide in the true nature of mind. Again, abide in the appearance of the Yidam or the Buddha. And then this brings about a very different merit, and we start experiencing the results of our practice. For all of you that have been on retreat, I really praise and rejoice. If you think about it, maybe you weren't able to settle down for 10 minutes. Now you have gone into a full 7-day retreat, and it's not important whether you practiced well or didn't practice well. What is important is that you have this experience. With this experience, we then know how to go about
our practice.
Really, the merit of the 7-day retreat is really great. If you think about it, to not speak for 7 days is maybe very difficult. Look, we've been talking for 30 or 40 years and still we haven't finished talking. Eventually now I have this opportunity to stop and reflect. What am I busy with? Reflect on oneself, have a look and see all the things that I've done in this life. Have they been of meaning? We can think about what have I done in the past and how should I go about my life in the future. And when we retreat, we think about things that are meaningful. There be many things that we are not able to understand. However, when we are finished our retreat, then suddenly we are able to understand. Through the retreat, there are people that have understanding of the true nature of mind. Some of those change from understanding to experience of the true nature of mind, and change from experience to realization of the true nature of mind. And this all happens through the process of retreat. Going into retreat is very important, and we can dedicate all of these dreamlike sentient beings that they may all, as soon as possible, be free from all suffering, and that they may attain enlightenment. That they may all be liberated from samsara, that they may all be purified of all of their negative karma. Really, praise to everybody for all of their practices and retreat. And this Dharma is really very special. Doesn't mean that you necessarily have to just practice it. If you just listen and continue listening to this Dharma, the energy, the blessing of this Dharma is so great that after just listening to it like this, that in your next life you can be like Master Huainan. Really, this Dharma can be liberation on hearing. So in this life, really, practice very well, practice diligently, don't give up on attaining liberation and attaining enlightenment. And then the practice is not difficult, and we have the blessing of our Vajra Guru. And if we have the guidance of a Vajra Guru, then we will be able to realize the practices more quickly. The Vajra Guru gives us the pith instructions and helps to share the burden of some of our negative karma and shares some of his merit with us, and then we can more quickly attain Buddhahood.